soft fires. I stepped into the fires in the cathedral shadows of the furnaces, enthralled to a life alloyed of iron and flesh. It was Pittsburgh where I was tested and tempered, Pittsburgh that entangled within me the chained, indifferent fury of industry and the unquenchable drives of the heart. Our first time was in her second-floor apartment in South Oakland, where the city tumbles down the bluff through blown trash and woodland to the furnaces of Hazelwood. The house was tumbling too, but slowly, succumbing to gravity and the landlord's indifference to paint, caulk, and shingles. We didn't care. We were young, newly free, had lightning on our minds. The maintenance of structures or love meant nothing to us. Her bed was a jumble of Indian blankets beneath bay windows that had resigned to battle against wind and rain, leaving long streaks of rust in the mustard-yellow walls, flecks of past plaster on the sheets, and a persistent smell of mold. Ah, but that night, there was a red glow in the belly of the clouds from the furnaces. Rain hammered the window, and the October branches of the sycamore battered the house. I tasted the wind and rain and the sulfur grit of the mill as I entered the fires and found her rhythm, and we rocked together, welded by our hunger. The storm's thunder mixed with a deeper sound, striking through the earth from the mill, felt more than heard, some great machine forming and shaping the bones of our city, a monster hammering deep in the soil and rock. Night, our city, beautiful, molten, riven to the core.